To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of trees in their autumn colors along a road running past a cemetery comes to us from yours truly as I captured this scene while at work on 56 Road in Petersburg, New York, where the vibrant leaves and cell service aren't the only things that are that were dead. Hey, I am not a tree specialist or a meteorologist or whoever would declare that it is peak season for the fall foliage in upstate New York, but even though the skies yesterday were overcast and would eventually open up to rain, as I drove through Averill Park, East Greenbush, Postenkill, and Petersburg yesterday, I couldn't help but notice that the landscape was positively alive with the colors of autumn. So if we are blessed with clear or sunny weather this weekend, get out there and check out the beauty of the season, because I highly suspect that we are at the peak of the season and the colors will begin to lose their luster, as the irony is that those vibrant colors of autumn are actually a sign that those leaves are dying. Say it ain't so, MT. Hey, that's the harsh reality of life. But also the beauty of our world, the leaves of autumn and all of us are only here for a short time, and then we face the limits of our own mortality. Because we have but one life to live, we have to make them count. And while that may sound like a lead into a cry of YOLO, you only live once, that could lead to a hedonistic search for fun, thrills, and personal fulfillment, I'm actually going to encourage you to look past the pleasures of the flesh, the collecting of experiences, and the accumulation of earthly treasures, and point you to the big picture, and exhort you to get right with God by placing your faith in Christ and by following Him in the way you live your life. Oh, don't get me wrong, we can still enjoy our lives by seeing the beauty that is all around us, experiencing the good things in life, and loving the people in our lives. I am merely suggesting that you raise your joy and peace by doing all of that in the context of a covenant relationship with God that will take away your fear of death and that will cause you to see what in this world really matters. As much as we are increasingly becoming a society that is aware of the importance of good mental health and that encourages self-care, I feel that most of the advice that people give to one another in how to find peace and enjoy their lives is missing something. Ironically, while some would ignore our own mortality, most people are aware of the brevity of life and enthusiastically encourage one another to live it up or to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But other than telling people to enjoy this life, the advice regarding what happens after this life is either silent or based on wishes, personal opinions, universal hopes, or some sentimental atheistic hogwash instead of the Word of God that tells us that there is one way to God, and the man that changed the world told it to us straight. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And to prove he was on the level, that his word is true, Christ rose from the dead, proving he was who he said he was. In Luke 22:70, those who put him on trial asked Jesus, are you then the Son of God? And Christ said to them, you rightly say that I am. Christ told them who he was, but they couldn't or wouldn't believe, and they killed him for it. But he came back and calls everyone to follow him. The Apostle Paul describes our faith in terms of life and death, that we will live with Christ but die to our old life and to the sin that plagues us when we fail to know who we are in Christ and start living out our faith. Romans 6:3-14 says, or do you not know that many of us, as we're baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over us. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. If you need good news, there it is. We need not fear death. We have power over sin, and we can walk in newness of life. But sometimes we have to let some aspects of our old life die in order that the new life, to live that new life, and sometimes it hurts. Yesterday, I decided to spin back my photo archive to get the photo of the day. My spin took me back to the distant country of 2019. After I finished yesterday's blog, I went in to close my photo app, but before I did, I decided to delete some old photos from where I landed. And much to my shock and my shame, I discovered some photos of text messages from someone in my past that I decided to break relationship with because our quote-unquote friendship was in a gray area that could lead to sin. And even though our interactions were pure on my part, as I just offered prayer and support, I knew that because of my history, I shouldn't be the one giving prayer and support to this person because they had developed an unhealthy attachment and dependence on me. So I did the hard thing. I set up boundaries to effectively end their communications with me. I had saved the text from me telling this person to contact other people for support and requesting they not contact me anymore because I felt I had to have them, quote unquote, on file in case something messy happened. Luckily, although they were hurt and angry at my request to be left alone, this person did stop contacting me. And no sooner did our contact end than their interest in discipleship and prayer seemed to evaporate. I have enough skeletons in my closet from my pre-Christ existence and from those left behind as I've walked along the path of Christian discipleship to fill a small graveyard. When we start to follow Jesus, we leave our old lives behind. And sometimes people leave us, and sometimes we have to leave them, as our new existence calls us to a life free from sin, and some of our old associations are mired in it. But we leave behind the world of darkness and all its casualties because we are going in opposite directions. While they are slowly dying and hiding from the light, we are walking towards the light, and we ain't going back. So yeah, I was reminded of how cold I had to be to someone in my past and how that person is just one of many that I am no longer in fellowship with because while they stayed in the dark, I have been compelled to keep going to the light. And while I am not proud of how harsh I was, I don't regret doing it because I did what was right. So enjoy this life, but let the enjoyment of this world don't let the enjoyment of this world ever get in the way of your relationship with the Lord. Just like those autumn leaves that seem so vibrant and beautiful but are dying, this world and the people who are oh so nice but who reject Jesus Christ are slowly dying too. And if we were to follow them, our path would lead to destruction. So whistle past that graveyard full of dead men's bones because you are alive in Christ and you are going to live forever. And even though we may have to separate ourselves from those who are perishing at times, we will never regret doing the right thing when we go into God's kingdom beyond this life. So keep walking and talking with God and try to show people the way that leads to life. But be wise in who you spend your time with and realize when you have to set up boundaries to keep your light shining. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verses are 1 Timothy 2, 5, and 6. And they say, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Today's Bible verses reminds us of the exclusivity of Christ to save. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And in time, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Today's verses tell us that Christ paid the cost for all of us and that he stands between us and God. We can only have peace with God through him, and in time, everyone will know that he is the truth, the way, and the life. So rejoice that you know it. Share that knowledge with others, and be wise and discerning with how you spend your time, and live your life to be a living expression of the hope that you have found in Christ. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Discipleship, also known as The Cost of Discipleship. And we're still in Chapter 6, basically sharing from the section on the Beatitudes. So if you want to see what today's Beatitude is, go to mtforchrist.org and look at the bottom of today's blog post, and you'll see that resource. As always, we encourage a life of discipleship because it's the way that leads to life, because it's the way of the cross. It's the way of following Jesus Christ. And to encourage that, we share our body of teachings that we have done from Freedom in Christ Ministries that we have on the blog and we have it on the podcast and the YouTube channel, MT for Christ 247. And those teachings are Freedom in Christ, The Bondage Breaker, and Victory Over the Darkness. We also happen to be doing a walk through Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Discipleship currently, and we just posted Lesson 6 for that study, which is on the Beatitudes and The Visible Community from his book. So if you want to check those out, they're all on the podcast and the YouTube channel. And as always, we encourage Bible study. And we share our Bible study that we do with Arthur and Susanna Zincotti once a week. And that's called Bible Study with the Zincottis. We provide all these things as an encouragement for people to live their life every day and to follow the Lord where he leads, and to do the hard things that might have to be on your path of discipleship. Well, it's Friday, thank God. I don't have to work, but I do have to care for my wife as her dental pain continues. But today, hopefully there will be some relief as we take her to the dentist. And, we get to enjoy your presence regardless, which is, that's what life's all about. Leaving the bad things behind and focusing on what is good and holy. My marriage covenant with Tammy Lynn is, really heaven sent. I thank God for it. I'm going to stand in that relationship and do what's righteous and care for her, all the days of my life. So I encourage you, to enjoy your life. Check out the full foliage, but let's make sure that we have a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's make sure we're walking by faith. If you're mired in sin, you're going to doubt you're a Christian. That's why we repent. And so we don't have to look over our shoulders anymore. That we don't have to doubt. And we can stop playing this game of, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That we can have peace and joy because those things that we do that are sinful, they might provide pleasure, but they never give us joy and peace. Because it's just a vicious cycle of condemnation and guilt and shame. And the Lord calls us to turn from those things and follow Him. So we ask you to repent, and we ask you to stay strong on the path of Christian discipleship and stand in the truth of who you are in Christ and live out your life that way every day. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, thank you for the wealth that comes from the body of Christ, the fellowship that we have with the people who haven't turned away, who we didn't have to leave behind, the ones that are walking and talking with you on a daily basis. Lord, we thank you so much for the people who listen to this podcast and look at the blog and, you know, click on the videos on YouTube, Lord. Lord, we just pray for them to listen to enough of it to be encouraged and to follow you. Well, that's all we want to do is point to you and your kingdom and to encourage people to live their lives in the context of your goodness and grace. Lord, we pray for the people listening that you would bless them with your divine grace and favor and lead them in the way they should go. Lord, as always, we pray for you to open our eyes to the things you want us to see and to guide our path in the things you would have us do today. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We love you. And we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.